This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
For with the measure you use, it will be measured unto you. If you underline, that's the verse to underline. For with the measure you use, in other words, the measure of judgment, criticism, condemnation you use, guess what? That's what's going to be used with you. He also told them this parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank, the 2x4, in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. I want to bring up 3 words from last week because they still continue on today. The 3 words that I brought up at the beginning: spiteful, vengeful, and retaliatory. And I mentioned this, that spiteful has to do with your attitude. Some people have a spiteful attitude. Vengeful has to do with intent. I intend to get even. And retaliatory has to do with action. I made this point last week. If those 3 words describe you, you probably had a problem with last week's text. Not my sermon, you had a problem with the text. If those 3 words describe you, I think that you're going to have a problem with today's text. If we're spiteful, if we're vengeful, and if we're retaliatory. We're going to talk about some things maybe that you've never heard before, and Jesus begins in verse 37 by saying, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged." I think it's important to give a definition of the word judging, if we can bring that up. Judging is a spirit of fault-finding that overlooks one's own shortcomings. If you take notes, I want you to write that down. Judging is a spirit of fault-finding that overlooks one's own shortcomings. There's a difference in using judgment or discernment and in passing judgment. If you find yourself always passing judgment on people, that's a spirit of condemning. If you're always writing people off, well, he's a loser. Well, you raise an eyebrow and say, well, you know what she is. And then we make a slur just with the raised eyebrow. That's passing judgment. And all I'm saying this morning, according to Jesus, you and I need to be careful. You need to be careful. I need to be careful because not of what I say, but because of what Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, said. He said, "Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned." And then he uses those words, whatever measure you use, that's the standard. If you demand perfection from other people, that's okay as long as you're perfect. If everyone else has to walk the straight and narrow the way you say they have to walk the straight and narrow, that's okay, that's fine. As long as you realize that will be the standard of judgment that will be used with you. Judging is a spirit of fault-finding that overlooks one's own shortcomings. You ever met people who say, "Don't even dare point out any of my faults. I'll point out your faults. Don't breathe any of my faults." It's a person who can focus on the shortcomings of other people but never mention their own. And if you have that spirit, my guess is you're going to have a problem with this passage. And people will come back and say, "Well, Randy, doesn't the Bible tell us to be discerning?" Yes. Isn't a Christian to discern right from wrong? Absolutely. Aren't we supposed to make choices that involve judgment? Absolutely. But there's the difference in using judgment and in passing judgment. That's my point. Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, I'm going to share with you one of the most powerful stories I've ever used, in my opinion, on the subject of forgiveness. You need to hear it. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.